So who's got an example?
Oh, man.
and I know Sunny's already been up here. Anybody else got something? You've been up here, too?
I'm really easy to work with considering time.
No? Nobody else have anything you want to work with? No? Okay, well, so, well. Okay, let's let her. Okay, I need someone who will be a meta person who will learn how to be. Now, let's ask. Does this behavior involve a male or a female?
It involves a garbage truck backing up.
A garbage truck? Okay. Who? Okay, Mo. Oh, and while he's getting wired, I have to tell you this very funniest thing. I was doing a process like this over in Holland once. And it was a master practitioner group. And I swear to God, everybody in the group had an iPad with them. And there was one lady sitting on the front row that had the sound on her iPad. The clickety-clickety-click, you know. Okay, so that was a part of it. But this guy comes up, and his complaint was, whenever he heard people making loud sounds, like cracking ice, chewing their ice in the movie theater, you know, crunch, 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 or anything like that, he said he'd just go livid. Well, we're deciding how to duplicate this, and he said, oh, that's not it. He said, it's that clicking of the iPad that really drives him crazy. This woman on the front row is, she didn't even know he was talking about her. She was oblivious. She's out there just tap, 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 tap. He said, that's it. And he would just go bright red all over. Just, I mean, so we were able to duplicate that really easily. And since so many people in the room had iPads, after we had done the process and it came time to test, I said to everybody, turn your iPads on, turn your sound on, and the whole room just went. And he just stood there and laughed his head off at that, demonstrating that the process had really, really worked. But this woman is just tip-tapping and not even aware, because she's recording everything she hears and she's not paying any attention. She's typing it, yeah. So this is a backing up.
Garbage truck at like 5 in the morning every Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what happens to you when you hear it?
Well, I either like stick my earplugs in further or I put them in and I roll over and I just hope that I can ignore the sound and go back to sleep.
And does it work?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But when it doesn't work, what happens?
It's just like, oh, why do they have to come so early? It's just, I can't sleep and it's really annoying.
Uh-huh. So why do they have to come so early?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the most important part of the process. You need to duplicate for Mo exactly what that garbage truck sounds like so that he can get the sound. And then you're going to train him how to make you want to go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so let's hear your
garbage. I'm
doing garbage.
This for you, just saying.
Let's hear your garbage
beep,
truck.
Beep, 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 beep. It's like that, you know.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep. What do you think? Has he got it? Oh, you're good.
Oh.
His was even a little louder than yours.
It sounded a lot louder, yeah.
But you notice, it's like her unconscious mind. She had no control over that, did she? You saw how immediate it was?
The flinch was big.
The flinch was big, yeah. It was big. Okay, so we know that Mo knows how to duplicate that and make her feel annoyed. Mm. So now the question is, what would you like to feel instead, given that you're going to hear that garbage truck every Wednesday morning?
Yes. I would like to feel like maybe just really relaxed or like, oh, I still have another while that I can sleep.
Okay.
Just happy to go to sleep.
And what is something that would make you feel that way that you might hear? Have you ever had your sleep interrupted by something else?
And been happy about it?
Been at least not annoyed. Felt like you could turn over and go back to sleep. Yeah.
Well, once my niece and nephew were staying over, and my nephew had to wake me up for something, and I was like, oh, of course, whatever you need. I couldn't go back to sleep after that, but I definitely wasn't, like, annoyed with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well.
But that's only been one time.
Okay. So we do have at least one example there. Is there anything else, though, that could wake you up and you can actually go back to sleep?
I have to pee every night.
Okay.
That doesn't really annoy me. I go back to sleep after that.
Okay. So you're awakened by
nature.
A feeling.
Yeah.
And you get up and you go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You go right back to sleep.
Right back to sleep, yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
I mean, in terms of the pee.
We'll see. So that's something that interrupts your sleep. Mm-hmm. It's not a sound that interrupts your sleep, but it's a kinesthetic sensation, mm-hmm. and it interrupts your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You can deal with that, and even though you have been awakened, mm-hmm. you go right back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to go imagine you are in bed. We're going to go for this first and see if we can do that without a sound, okay? So think of a time when, all right, I'm going to anchor it.
Okay, when I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're sound asleep. Yeah. And you feel that sensation.
Mm-hmm.
You awaken.
Mm-hmm.
You get up.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go right back to bed,
mm-hmm.
and back to sleep. And you and your unconscious mind know exactly how to treat that occurrence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I just anchored that. We're going to break state. Make sure we have that. Okay.
I like your earrings.
You like these dolphins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's doing a break state with me. Okay, let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now she's in that state of being awakened, knowing how to go back to sleep.
I'm already, waiting for
Okay, well, no, that's okay. Just be there, knowing you go back to sleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
That's not how her garbage truck sounded, Mo.
I'm sorry. I got carried away there.
I get. Next time my garbage truck comes, I'll be like, oh, it's so mellow. It's so mellow,
what?
Okay, so we need you to duplicate the sound that her
it's
garbage truck.
Down the street, it's not actually that loud.
It's not quite that loud. Okay, Mo?
Okay.
A little less volume on the garbage truck. Should we move him down the street a bit? Just, would you mind? It's okay.
Like over here?
No, by the doors.
We will.
Okay.
And the street's over there.
Yeah, so right. Perfect. I mean, that, again.
Now go down the hall.
No. The more accurate.
Yeah.
The more
Wait, but it's on the side of me. Oh.
It'll do it again.
Is that you?
Oh, really?
Hey, this man has a job here.
Yeah. Still my shot, Sebastian. Sheesh.
He likes it.
And he likes his job. Yes.
The garbage truck's a union.
Striking.
Okay.
We should probably test again from that away.
Yes, we should. So first, without the anchor.
Okay, I'll pretend.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's probably quieter. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, she went a little slower,
it's
Mo.
Higher
and slower.
Beep, beep, beep. No. Yeah, remind me.
Okay, remind me. There he's got it, right?
Yeah.
There he's got it. Okay, now hold on to that. Okay, we're back in bed. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. And you've been awakened by the feeling. Mm-hmm. You've taken care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know you can come back. Yes. Mm-hmm. And go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you already know how to do this. Shake it, break. Stay there. You're not a soprano, but you're learning to be one. And, you know, this is really good for auditory acuity, too, and for you to see if you can duplicate exactly, you know, with your voice. Okay, so let's test it, mm-hmm. All right, and without any anchors, and find out what it's like now. So you're asleep. You've got your earplugs in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, this is better, isn't it? Okay. Now, okay, so that's doing it without her resource state being anything associated with sound. It was a kinesthetic sensation. Now, let's just add a little frosting to this because I still notice you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like a startle.
Yeah.
So what was it like when you had the kids at the house and your nephew...
Well, I don't get to see him very much, so waking up to his sweet face was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was annoyed later because I didn't go back to sleep, but it was like, guess what? What can I do for you? What do you need? So I was like happy to wake up for him.
Okay. So, but you saw his face.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything to you?
No, he did.
Uh-huh. Well, what did he?
He told me that he had to pee. Great. Let's go. We were outside, though, so it was good that he told me.
Uh-huh.
We were camping. Yeah.
Okay. So, and let's find out, is there ever any time that you have been disrupted by a sound when you were able to go back to sleep?
Yeah, like my husband coming to bed after me.
Oh, well, that's an even better example.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
what kind of sounds? Is it the rustling of the sheets? What is it?
He's quiet, but just maybe walking and sitting.
Okay.
And, yeah, just little noises.
Okay, so you might already be in bed, mm-hmm. asleep. Mm-hmm. Your husband's making little noises as mm-hmm. he comes in, mm-hmm. and you hear the sheets rustling and the footprints,
mm-hmm.
and you might be aware he's coming to bed,
mm-hmm.
and you go right back to sleep.
And sometimes it's just like I... don't totally wake up, but it's like I...
Ooh, that's even better. Yeah. Okay, that's a really good example.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to add that to the sensation. So I want you to imagine you're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
You are sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're just snoozing away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you hear sounds that represent your husband coming to bed.
Mm-hmm.
The footsteps,
mm-hmm.
the rustling of the sheets. And you're kind of half awake, mm-hmm. but you go right back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened? Better. What? Yeah, a little better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's different about that versus just the sensation of having to get up and pee?
Well, I just heard myself saying, like, I'm just going to go back to sleep. I can go back to sleep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you add your own auditory into mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back to sleep.
And also just knowing that it's going to end, too. Like, I knew that he wasn't going to go on forever, but the garbage truck's not going to go on forever either. Yeah.
Okay, so what will it be like for you in
next
the future?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I won't totally wake up, and I'll just know that I can go back to sleep, just like when I hear other little noises.
Okay, it's next Wednesday.
Or maybe I could put my nephew's face, like when I hear the beep, I could see my sweet nephew's face, and then just smiling.
Why don't we do that? Because okay. that looks like quite a state that she adds to it. Okay, so it's next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's 5:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that helped.
Has it become comical now, too?
Yeah.
So instead of being annoyed, she's almost tickled now.
I'll either say my nephew's face or yours. Yeah, that's good.
You know, one thing about Mo is he puts himself fully in it when you ask him to do anything. He is committed.
That's awesome.
So now, without any anchors, let's notice what happens when you hear that sound. Thank you very much, Mo, for being our... And so notice that's how simple it is.
That's awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I can't wait until next Wednesday. Wow.
Yeah. I can't wait for the garbage truck.
Yeah.